Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour, 43 after the hour. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host that sometimes can't tell time. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. If you go there, you can find the body of work that Joanna Black, has deposited with us over the years, and longtime member of our Brain Trust. All the things that she's taught us about referrals, you can go and listen to that body of work, and also the articles she's allowed us to publish on our website. We appreciate that very much. Joanne and I are talking about referral. Her book is called No More Cold Calling, and it's a book I highly recommend to you. We're talking about the whole process of getting these solid gold customer prospects that come to you already, maybe, Joanne, completely pre-qualified.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, some people say, oh, my gosh, Joanne, they're pre-sold. They know about us. We've got that trust. We've got credibility. It doesn't take us long to close the sale. We don't have competition. I mean, the most amazing things happen. And what's particularly interesting to me is, to the person, everybody always told me when they get a qualified, to your point, a qualified referral, so there's an issue and that person wants to talk to them, they convert that prospect to a client at least 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. And historically, that's what I've been told, except the last 2 years the needle's moved. Now a lot of the answers I get are 70-90%
of
the time.
Yeah. Wow. Why do you think that is?
Well, the only the way I could figure it out was that we had a very, very bad economy. And when you think about that, these businesses are laying people off, they're trying to get everything done with fewer resources, mm-hmm. Who are they going to talk to? They're always going to talk to the person who's been referred. And I've confirmed that with several CEOs.
Very interesting. It's very interesting. And, you know, the thing that I'm thinking about as you're saying this, Joanne, is something I've been talking about for as long as I've been on the air, and that's the commodity or the element of trust. There's
yes.
Trust is not being trustworthy, and being able to trust is not just the right thing to do. It's not just a feel good thing to do. It's good business, and a referral implies that you can trust these people. And the more I can trust you, Joanne, to do what you say you're going to do, the more time it saves me, the more I can make a commitment to my customers. Trust is a huge foundation for a referral, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, you've got it when you've been referred. Obviously, when you need to be referred by a credible resource, but, you know, when you have, it's implied.
Right. No, absolutely. But now, here's the thing, though. Whenever you get a referral, you can't be presumptuous. I mean, you just have to be grateful that you have it. But you still have to. In fact, maybe even be more dedicated, pay more attention to a referral than you would even to your own a prospect you generated organically. Right. I mean, these are people that you have to make sure that you do a good job for. You can't take them for granted, can you?
No, and you shouldn't take anybody for granted. But a lot of people have said that to me, that when they receive a referral, they feel compelled to give even more attention to that company and that mm-hmm. person, because they want to make sure they're taking care of that person just as the individual who referred them would take care of them.
Right.
So, it's really important. Our reputation is always on the line. But, you know, we should be doing that business that way anyhow, and I'm sure we are. But we just feel it different, compelled a little differently, let me put it that way, to take care of people who've been referred.
No question about it. What are some other things that we need to notice about the referral, pay attention to about referrals?
Well, there's lots that, one of the big things is that we need to set definite goals around referrals. You know, what I hear from people all the time is, I'll say, do you like to get referrals? And they say yes, but they don't have any strategy around it.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest clue, I think, if everybody, the best sources of referrals are our current clients, and we are just not asking them. And how do I know that? Because every sales team I train, every presentation I give at sales meetings and sales conferences, I ask that question. You know, who here is asking their current clients for referrals? And I mean all of them, right? And, you know, nobody raises their hand.
Do you recommend offering any kind of referral premium, a referral advantage, a referral discount? Do you recommend that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's the short answer is no,
okay.
Because you are the best resource. So that's why you're being referred. Actually, it's the opposite frequently happens, that when you've been referred, you can actually charge a premium price.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean for the person being referred, but the referral person, the one who told the other person about you. Do you recommend letting them know that, or just maybe not in advance, but if somebody gives you a referral, that you actually do something nice for them, but give them a discount or whatever? Is that, do you recommend that?
No.
Okay.
That's my short answer again.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I always recommend, is that you send a personal handwritten thank you note in a timely manner. People love thank you notes. You know, we don't get enough of those.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a longer sales cycle, you either call them or send a quick email and send a note. I mean, do all of that, but let them know. You need to let them know, number one, you appreciated the referral, but number two, that it was a good referral, because you
mm-hmm.
want them to make more. And everybody who makes a referral really wants to know that it was the right one for you.
Right.
I am asked frequently, Joanne, before they make the introduction, Joanne, would this be a good referral for you? And they
mm-hmm.
describe it.
Right.
So people really want to do the right thing.
Right, absolutely. Joanne, hold on that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages with Joanne Black. Her book is called No More Cold Calling, The Breakthrough System That Will Leave Your Competition in the Dust.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.